Okay, learn Shmi and Chutz, first time from Monarch Yaakov Yudah Benivka. Besor Shecha Yisrael, it's the 9 days, it's the Shavuot Shechalbo, it's the time to be able to talk about Avos Yisrael, and I thought, what better way than talk about Ma'aseh Tzadikim. Recently, Art School came out with a great, great biography known as the Pnei Menachem. The Pnei Menachem, the previous Ger Rebbe, Pnei Menachem was the youngest son of the Imre Emes. And every story about the Pnei Menachem is filled with Avos Yisrael. Before we get to five short stories of Pnei Menachem, we have to talk about what's the Gadol of saying stories. If Weimar like to say from Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, you know that the rest of the world, the non-Jewish world, they put their kids to sleep with stories. But Rabbi Nachman was very, very, very emphatic and very, very, very strong about saying stories. Why? Because the rest of the world puts their children to sleep with stories. But we keep our children alive with stories. There's a koyach of a maisa, there's a koyach of a story that's so special. And through the koyach of tzaddikim, the stories of tzaddikim, and specifically here with Rabbi Avram Birnbaum, such a put a beautiful, beautiful biography together about Pnei Menachem. It's so special, so incredible. And Bez Hashem, but the more we talk about it, the more we talk about the Avos Yisrael, the more to penetrate ourselves as well. There's a Torah from Yisrael Hadar of Belz, the Belz of Rebbe writes, the Pasuk says later on, we're going to say in Dvarim Bez Hashem, just a few short weeks, that this thing is so close to you, it's in your mouth, it's in your heart for you to be able to do. It's Machlokas Rashi and Bana, it's Torah, Tshuva. But tells the Belzer Rebbe, what's this? Where does it have to start? Beficha. It's got to start in your mouth. The more you talk about something, then it could go into your mouth, and then Bevavcha La'asosho, then it could penetrate into your heart, it could penetrate into your soul. But first you have to talk about it. Today was Arizal's yard site. Arizal's on his kever, it's on his tombstone, that the Arizal had the practice to stay before he davened, that a Jew should take upon himself the mitzvah of Ahavta Rechah Kamocha. That a Jew should take upon himself the mitzvah of loving one's friend like you love themselves. A true tzaddik, a true Jew in 2020 is not looking if you're a Republican or Democrat, a kippah, no kippah. As of Judah Michelle, my Rebbe said in today, in the meaningful people, you have to listen to it. It's incredible. The galus of Camp Hask is that literally when people come there, you could have the campers, the counselors. It doesn't matter. You don't look at someone who's Hasidic camper or as someone who is a not religious camper. It's all one nation. We're all one nation. And the more we talk about that, and when we talk about Avos Yisrael, Bez Hashem, it'll penetrate into our lives. So with that 3-minute intro, here you go, the five short stories. There's hundreds of stories to be able to get through. I only really got up to not even maybe one-third of the way of the page of the stuff, but I put down a few markers, and hopefully Bez Hashem, by talking about the stories, please God will be inspired, Bez Hashem, to act with more sensitivity and care and kindness in our lives. I'm just going to read it just because I think it's so special. Here we go. The first story is on page 29. Talked about how the Rebbe mamash felt the pain of other people. The Rebbe once gave voice to the emotional roller coaster that he underwent daily and the amount of effort it took to focus and be there and be present for each person on their level. He told Rebbe Yeshua Kleinler, "Today a younger man called me on the phone to inform me that his new baby had been born with a serious birth defect. Rahman al-Tzlan, this younger man already has one sick child. I had to try strengthening him and find the right words to elevate his spirit. A few minutes later, the telephone rang. It was this boy who was upset. He didn't know what to do with himself. He had signed the contract for an apartment and had inadvertently left out one important detail, and his mistake could potentially cost him a few $1,000s. I was compelled to try understanding his feelings because to him, he had just been hit with a terrible tzara. I tried to be mechazik him as well. It was one of the hardest, listen to this, this is the puncher. It was one of the hardest avodas to put yourself in the shoes of every person with his individual issues and feel for them. The part of being a Jew is not just giving someone chizik and then you're forgetting about them. It's literally when you hear someone giving you tzara, giving you pain, it's mamish feeling. It's feeling for them. It's feeling their pain. I know when I tell my Rabbi, Rabbi Simon Shlita, I told him that someone was getting surgery, or I told him someone wasn't doing well. When I told him on the fifth floor, I remember his face. His face shook. Because when someone is filled with Torah, when you're filled in mamish, you're a ben Torah, you're a Talmud Chacham, you're a tzaddik. Someone else's pain is your pain. And someone else's simcha is your simcha. We're all one nation. And that's what the Gerah, the Pnei Menachem Gerah was saying. I was trying to give me mechazik as much as I can, but it's so hard. It's so hard to feel the pain of every single individual. But we have to do our best. Listen to this next story, story number two. And this is where I have to credit my cousin, Rabbi Nafi Orlovsky, Shlita, told me about this great book. First of all, a car store for him to tell me about the Sefer, but specifically about this story. Incredible story. So it happened, one of the young daughters awoke in the middle of the night, the Hasidic family. What does a child do when she wakes up in the middle of the night? She goes to her mother. How surprised was this young girl when she found her mother's bed empty? Her father also wasn't home. She went into the kitchen, and what happened? She found the note. She was terrified of being home alone with her brothers and sisters without her parents. In the pre-cell phone days, she had no idea what to do. She was scared to go back to sleep in a home without her parents. But what does a girl do when she's terrified in such a situation? She thinks, what do my parents do? What does Abba and Tati, what does Tati and Ima do when they're frightened, when they're scared? Anytime when they have a difficulty, this little girl remembers, we call the Rebbe. Or Tati goes to the basement just to be with the Rebbe. That I could do. She looked up in the phone book and called up the Rebbe, called up to Pnei Menachem. It was the middle of the post-midnight hours of the night, and she dialed the number. The Rebbe answered the ringing phone call of the sound of the small child beginning to cry. And she said, Rebbe, I'm scared. My parents had to go to the hospital with my bubby. There's no adult in the house. It said on the letter, I don't know what I should do. In a soothing, compassionate voice, the Rebbe reassured her, I know about this already. Your tati called me, I promise you. Your bubby's going to get better. In a short while, your parents are going to return home. The Rebbe then asked her, listen to this. Would you like me to tell you a bedtime story so that you could go back to sleep? She replied that the Rebbe had already calmed her down and she could go back to sleep without a story. That the Rebbe already calmed her down and she could go back to sleep without a story. But the fact is that the Rebbe was Mamash Nushas and Poiskim, and he was Mamash, he's the Ger Rebbe, he's the Rosh Hashiva, and then he was the Rebbe of all the Ger Hasidim, of thousands of Hasidim, and he had the ability to be able to bring himself down to this child and tell me, I want to tell you a bedtime story? The godless of the Rebbe. And a similar story. When someone told him, Rebbe, you know, you have to shut off your phone in the middle of the night. The Rebbe said, I must be available all the time. How can I shut off my phone? What happens if someone needs me? And someone else who called him in the middle of the night, the Rebbe heard that maybe he feels a little hesitant to call him back, and he said, don't ever hesitate to call again in the future when you feel the need, regardless of the time, I want you to call. Regardless of the time. Because the Rebbe said, understood that being a Rebbe, being a Jew, is caring for every single person, no matter what time of the day it is, day or night. Day or night. Listen to the next door. Star story number 3. This is found on page 73. When was this? The scene? Simchas Torah in the Ger Beis Midrash. The Rebbe would stand in his place and those who had been honored with a kafa would file past the Rebbe holding a Sefer Torah. Everyone was going crazy. It was a very, very besimchadik Simchas Torah. With great love, the Rebbe would extend his hand and kiss each Sefer Torah as it passed. As this was happening, the Rebbe noticed a special child standing not far from him. He walked over and touched the child on his head, kissing him in the same way he just kissed the Sefer Torah. And the Rebbe proclaimed, he too is a Sefer Torah. He too is a Sefer Torah. For us to be able to realize that every Jew is a Sefer Torah. And my Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Tzvi Weinberg Shlita, likes to say, I believe the story of Rabbi Ritzel of Volozhiner. It was Simchas Torah as well. And what happened was, is that Ritzel of Volozhiner, the brother, I believe of the Nefesh HaChaim, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, he was dancing Simchas Torah, and Rachmana Litzlan, the Sefer Torah fell. And the Netziv was in the Beis Midrash, and the Netziv proclaimed when he saw this happen, before because all the Talmidim were running to be able to pick up the Sefer Torah. He said, first picked up Rav Itzel, then pick up the Sefer Torah. And this is exactly Gemara Makos. Gemara Makos says, very strong language, how foolish are the people that only stand up for a Sefer Torah, but they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. And this is the Rebbe said, Pnei Menachem is telling, every Jew is a Sefer Torah. And if we view every Jew as the Sefer Torah, with mamash, with kedusha and tahara, and with respect and holiness, then at the end of the day, we're going to be able to have tremendous office in Israel. For the Rebbe, Simchas Torah wasn't just about kissing the Sefer Torah, it was about realizing that every Jew is a Sefer Torah. And when you see a Jew, you say, that's a Yid, it's a Sefer Torah. What a beautiful maisa. Page 134, and this is a 3-page, we'll say it in a summary. A maisa, there was a Jew, it says here, Paltiel, but I think the name has changed. He recently got divorced, and every minute of his life felt like a very heavy weight, a very lonely nightmare. I ran to the Rosh Hashiva's home and unburdened myself. I told him how I was feeling, and I have been giving up and ever being happy again. The Rosh Hashiva listened and absorbed every word. I saw he felt my pain. And what happened? And he says, I want to hear about everything, the Rebbe said. I want to hear about everything. He cared enough about me to hear about my tzaras every week. In 1 week, it was time for my phone call, but my situation not really changed in any significant way. And I was too embarrassed to call the Rebbe. And 1 week later, the Rebbe, the telephone rang. It was the Rosh Hashiva. It was the Rebbe himself. Nu shalom aleichem paltiel. Shalom Aleichem, I've always puzzled myself, why is the Rosh Hashiva giving me a Shalachem? I haven't returned from anywhere. You should know, last week you didn't call me. I figured you must have gone away and you did not have access to a phone. You should know, I want to hear from you every week. I can never forget how depressed I became. But you know how I got out of that depression? Because who did I realize was holding my hand? It was the Rebbe himself. My legs were heavy, it was my hurt, it was not my turn now going to the Beis Midrash one day. I don't want to say Shalom Aleichem to the Rebbe. I stood there, my legs were heavy, my heart was heavy. I knew this was the end of an era for everyone else. This signified something new. That the Rebbe became Rebbe that day. It wasn't he was Rosh Hashiva originally when the divorce happened, then became Rebbe. And now he was just another Jew coming to say Shalom Aleichem to the Rebbe. And then it was my turn finally. The Rebbe leaned over and whispered in my ear, listen to this. Please, I beg you, keep on calling me every week. I need you to call me every week. I couldn't believe it. The Ger Rebbe, the Rebbe of tens upon tens of thousands of Hasidim, was still my father, an active father. I wasn't alone. The Rebbe understood that it was now that he became Rosh Hashiva, now he's becoming the Rebbe of Hasidus. It wasn't just time now to start be able to about raising money. You still hone in on the individual Jew. The Rebbe understood what it meant to be able to care about this person, even amongst all the thousands of the Jews that he was seeing. He still made his time, made an effort to be able to make sure to give that kind word to that Jew and said, I still want to hear from you every week. And finally, the fifth and final story. We'll say for tonight, Be'ez Hashem, in 9 days, we're able to work on Avos Yisrael. It's found on page 164. It was a joyous time at the home of the Pnei Menachem. His pre-age Bar Mitzvah son was about to start wearing his Bekesha on Shabbos. It's customary in the Ger Hasidus for boys to start wearing a Bekesha a considerable amounts of time before the Bar Mitzvah. It so happened that there was a boy about the same age as the Rebbe's son, who davened in the Beis Midrash. However, that boy was an orphan. He had lost his father at a young age, and the family's economic standing was precarious at best. Rosh Hashiva asked that two Bekeshas be bought, one for his son and one for the orphan. But still, the Rosh Hashiva, the Pnei Menachem, is still not satisfied. What if the young widow or the soon-to-be Bar Mitzvah boy would be embarrassed to accept a free Bekesha? In order to make him completely comfortable, the Rebbe handed the boy the new Bekesha and he told him, you know, we bought this Bekesha for my son, who's going to be Bar Mitzvah soon, but for some reason it was not made properly and does not fit him. We cannot return it to the store. Please do me this great favor and take it. I can't bear it to see it go to waste. There's doing chesed, and there's doing chesed with chesed. It's about not just about doing the right thing, but also doing it in the right way. Like Rav Hirsch writes, I believe, in Parshas Vayera, that Eliezer was looking for a wife for Yitzchak. And what does Eliezer do? Eliezer says, Rivka says, here, I want to give you water for your camels. She lets him drink, and then she says, I have water for you too. And Hirsch says, why didn't she just say, I have water for you, and then I have water for your camels too? Says Rav Hirsch, a fascinating lesson. He says, when it comes to chesed, it's not about doing chesed, but it's about doing it in the right way. If Rivka said in the beginning, I have water for you, for your camels, and for you, it's a little bit arrogant. She said, here's water for your camels. And then I also have water for you. Sorry, I believe I made two mistakes there. It's not in Parshas Vayera, it's in Parshas Chayesara. And first, when she saw Eliezer, the pasuk says, "Hakol la'ashosov gatlatar gam gamar eshav in kal lishtos." First, when she saw Eliezer finished, then she said, "I'm going to also give water for your camels." And then, only then she said, once Eliezer finished the water, then and only then did she say, "I have water for you." Because says Rav Hirsch, at the end of the day, Rivka didn't want to make a big talk about her deeds, about her ma'asim tovim. Is doing chesed with chesed. And at the end of the day, Rivka, says Rav Hirsch, wanted to point out that Rivka didn't want to immediately say she would also draw water for the camel. She let Eliezer finish her water first. And then and only then did she also tell Eliezer that she would have water for his camels. But to understand, there's chesed and there's doing chesed with chesed. And this is exactly what the Pnei Menachem said. What would this boy feel like if I just got him a bekesha? Should I feel like a schnur? You feel like a poor boy. So I said it. And I did it. And he made sure to do it in a sensitive, caring way. He said, I got it for my son, but it didn't work out. I want you to have this. Please do me the favor. You should be zocheh be'ez Hashem. To take these lessons about, first of all, about saying stories, saying ma'asim tovim, because when we say stories, the mamash is ma'or the neshama. It really wakes us up, says Rabbi Nachman. And the Belz Rebbe says, Ki kov elecha dar ma'o b'fich b'vavcha. When we talk about things, it penetrates us. And the Arizal says, at the end of the day, it's all about avasu before you daven. And today was his yartzeh, the Arizal. Before you daven, you have to come in front of the Rabbanu Shem and say, I love my brothers and my sisters. Because we know the Gemara Numa and Tesma Beis says the reason the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam. And the more we talk about Ma'asim Tzadikim, the more we'll be able to feel and be able to connect to others. And this is exactly what the Rebbe said. That story, but he felt the pain of the other Jew. He felt the pain on the phone. What were the bedtime story with a little girl? And he wanted to be able to show her that at the end of the day he was there for her. Or that when on Simchas Torah, when all the Jews were going around, he wanted to be able to make sure to show that not only is the Sefer Torah the Sefer Torah, but every Jew is the Sefer Torah. And he begged that divorced person who was mamash who was depressed. And then once he became Rebbe, he said, "Please, I'm begging you, don't miss a week. I need to speak to you. It's very important for me." He made him feel like it was actually a schus for him, because it was. Because he actually felt connected to him and he needed to speak to him. And finally, the fifth and final story, we said, the story of the bar mitzvah boy, that even though it was his son's bar mitzvah too, he made sure to be able to do a ma'isa chesed in a chesed to go away. And he didn't want to make him feel like he was a poor boy, he needed a rechmas from the Rebbe. He said, "I bought this for my son, but it didn't work out well." She was zochah be'ez Hashem to be able to learn the ways of the tzaddikim, to learn the ways of the Bnei Menachem and all the tzaddikim be'ez Hashem. The more we talk about Avos Yisrael be'ez Hashem, the more it will penetrate us and our tarfemis and our shemans. We zochah be'ez Hashem to be able to Bnei Menachem and Yerushalayim HaKodesh with Mashiach Sakinah.